Joining us, and she joins us on a regular basis here on Front and Center, is the Vice President, Integrated Marketing for Co-Communications based in Farmington, Danielle Sir. And Danielle, as always, welcome to Front and Center.
Thank you for having me, Dan.
Now, you wrote an interesting piece, Business Blogging 101, What to Talk About During the Fourth Quarter. So one of the things you write about in that particular piece is there's a certain way to do a year-end review. How about talking about that?
Sure, certainly. So when we get to Q4, I think a lot of people find themselves feeling overwhelmed with the reporting and all the other year-end tasks that they need to complete. And sometimes coming up with new, fresh content can be a challenge. So this is where it's a really good time to take a look back at everything that's happened in your business during the past year and say, what can you do to call out highlights from all the events that you've hosted or from the market trend reports that you've released, and really synthesize that information for people into a top 5, top 10, something that's really easy to read, but also have an opportunity for them to click back to that content you may have published previously to learn more information if it's relevant to them.
How important is it to use data when putting all of this together?
Data is so important. Just as any good media outlet wants quantifiable and proven numbers that they can use in their stories, as do consumers. They want to know that a product is a certain percent effective or that a business has grown by X percent. If you think about things like investments, people want to know how their portfolio is performing. And those are all quantifiable numbers. And the same can be said for the review posts you write about your blog.
Should you be including predictions and trends for 2017 in this report?
It's definitely something that is valuable to do if you're able to pursue it. And what I mean by that is some companies are really deeply entrenched in their industry. They're active in business industry associations. They may be involved in councils that are involved in shaping legislation for businesses. And a lot of times those individuals have really great firsthand insights that they can share with their clients and their readers. And so doing so in a blog post is a great opportunity to show, one, how involved you are in your industry, but secondarily also to show your expert positioning and to show just how aware you are of what's impacting your industry, what's impacting the business climate, and how that all translates to the bottom line for your customers.
Now, it's obviously important when you're putting together this Q4 report to also highlight some of the positives in the past year, right?
Definitely. While you want to be realistic in what you're offering, you don't want to make it seem that, for example, a certain real estate market isn't a good investment or scare people into thinking they shouldn't be taking a certain approach. You want to educate them and you want to give them the information they need, both positive and negative, to draw their own conclusions.
Talking with Danielle Sir, and she is Vice President, Integrated Marketing for Co-Communications. And there is a download report available for this, right?
There is. We offer a guide to better business blogging with 20 actionable tips, and you can access that from our website, info.cocommunications.com/blog.
Now, you also wrote a piece, 5 Marketing Resolutions to Make in 2017. And the first point you make in this piece is something which should resonate with every business, whether you're in radio, television, media, or pick your business. And that starts with audience first. So how about elaborating on that?
Absolutely. In this world of social media and real-time information, there's really no lack of content or information at everyone's fingertips. And while that can be really good from an educational perspective, it can also be really overwhelming for consumers. So when you are thinking about what content you want to share with your audiences next year, be they about a product, a service, an event, a company milestone, you really need to distinguish between what they need to know and the information that, while important, falls more into the category of nice for them to know.
When formulating a strategy, how important is it to get everybody who's in the business in on putting together this report?
Collaboration is key to success. At Co-Communications, it's actually what the CO in our company name stands for, and it's something that we really believe in. When you get your sales team, your marketing team, the people who are the field workers out interfacing with clients on an everyday basis, and your CEO leadership team in the room, you really benefit from the collective expertise, and you have your own, you know, internal think tank, so to speak. And there are a number of insights that can be gleaned from all of those people to help shape your marketing messages and content for the year ahead.
You also write that when doing this, when getting involved in putting together this approach, the importance of impact. Could you explain that?
Certainly. When you think about nonprofits, for example, you know, this is a very big time of the year for them. They're all looking to toe the line as they close their annual giving campaigns. Many of them participated in Giving Tuesday, which we spoke about a couple weeks ago on air. And people want to know that they're investing in successful organizations. And that where it comes to talking about impact. You know, how many customers did you help this year? If you're a nonprofit, how many clients were impacted by your services? You know, was there a deficit you were looking to fill in the community, and how did you reduce that deficit and by what percentage, going back to those quantifiable numbers we were talking about? So impact is a really important thing to communicate, and it helps to build trust in the brand as well.
Again, where does data enter into all of this?
Data is everywhere. Sort of the beauty of online marketing is we have all these new metrics to work with. And it helps us to make our marketing more quantifiable and measurable, and it gives us real numbers to work with. And sometimes those numbers help us to inform what types of content we're blogging about. And sometimes that data is, you know, quantifiable market research that you've invested in with a third-party firm that you're then sharing through your reports, your e-newsletters, and your other communications. It's absolutely critical. You know, anybody can speculate and hypothesize, but when you have hard numbers, it's really hard to dispute those.
Data. I mean, that's what drives so many things now. But like you said, it's difficult to dispute the hard and fast information, isn't it?
It is. And the nice thing about data is it also gives businesses an opportunity to both reinforce what the data shows, but also to present the other's perspective. So, for example, if you see in your market that you're not tracking in line with what the data shows in this business trend, sometimes you can be a great source for media to provide that counterpoint perspective.
That's interesting. By the way, speaking of that, you write how it's important to be flexible, to adapt to real time in certain instances. Talk about that.
Adaptation is key. While it's really important to take the time to map out a strategy for the year ahead, and to have measurable goals and objectives and a sense of what the activities will be to help you achieve those goals and objectives, you also need to be mindful of what's happening in the world around you. In this real-time media world where, you know, news is broken on Twitter in many instances and other social media channels, you don't want to be the person who's calling with a, you know, sort of evergreen type news story to a reporter who's reporting on breaking news that's really critical. And so you need to be able to adapt and say, okay, you know what, there was a horrible tragedy this week. We're not going to send out our news item because we're going to be, you know, sending it to reporters who are otherwise occupied, and we're just going to be a nuisance to them. So you want to be able to adapt to those timely things and show that you're aware of what's happening in the larger world.
Talking to Danielle Sir on Front and Center. She's Vice President, Integrated Marketing, Co-Communications. And another piece you wrote, what to consider when building next year's marketing budget. And you would hope that people have their budgets put together, but still they're working on them. So how important is it to, when putting that budget together, to look at what worked during the past year?
So this, once again, Dan, drives us back to the importance of data. You want to look for opportunities to replicate your successes. And your marketing metrics from the year ahead are a great way to help identify what exactly those are. Now, in most industries, you're going to know, you know what, we had this event, everybody had a really positive feedback about it, we're going to do it again next year. But you also want to look at the hard and fast numbers, you know, sort of beyond those initial hunches that you have. And so those success metrics should play a significant role in informing your strategy for the year ahead. In turn, it should also show you, you know, where you may have invested some marketing dollars and didn't see the return you were hoping for, so that you can reallocate those dollars to activities that will yield a greater return during the year ahead.
How important is it when formulating your strategy to take note of your competitors?
So competitive awareness is key. While you don't necessarily want to be the person who is just chasing your competitors, and by that I mean sort of, you know, oh, well, they advertise here, I'm going to advertise in that same channel now, and you want to have some unique content, you do need to know what they're doing. For example, if you want to try and, you know, go toe-to-toe with the market leader and you have a significantly smaller marketing budget, or you don't serve the exact same geographic area that they serve, or your services are a little bit different, it's going to be really hard to pose a significant competitive threat to them and to go toe-to-toe. you're also going to be spending a lot of time and resources on something that isn't going to yield as great of a return. So you want to know both what your competitors are doing and what they aren't doing. Because sometimes there may be a marketing channel that they're not pursuing that your target audiences are, you know, active with. And you could put your marketing resources there and make a much greater impact than going toe-to-toe in a more competitive space.
What about possible changes? What influence can they have on putting this budget together?
So changes are really important. You know, for some companies, they know that next year is going to be a merger or acquisition year. Other companies may know that they're opening a new facility, increasing their staffing levels. And you want your marketing plan to be aligned with your business model. So, for example, if this year your marketing budget was not based on any new facilities or, you know, any increase in staffing or a new service line, you're going to want to make some adjustments so that you can, you know, adequately support that new addition to the marketing mix.
This is also so interesting, and this also strikes me as very fascinating, and I think more businesses should do it. That's just me, but you write, try something new. Explain that.
Sure. So there's always this fear factor. You know, it's, oh, well, we've always done trade show marketing and it worked really well. Or we've always invested in a mix of radio and print and TV and we've never done social advertising and it's working really well for us, so we're not going to add anything new to the fold. But the reality is you don't know what it can do for your business until you give it a try. And sometimes that isn't necessarily a financial investment. Sometimes it's an investment of, you know, just a little creative thinking to find a new way to get your name out there. And so I always encourage businesses and nonprofits as well to look at some of the tools that may have come into the marketing mix during the past year and see if there is something that might be worth trying. Now, of course, you want to make sure that it's a channel that could potentially reach the right audience and that you have content that's well suited to that channel, but giving it a try can yield some great returns.
Is there a guide available for download on this?
We do have a guide to communications plans, which encourages you to be both strategic and look at the bigger picture for the year ahead, but also be nimble and, you know, seize those real-time opportunities when you can. So you can access that on our blog, which is info.cocommunications.com/blog.
Danielle, always very informative. I can't thank you enough for appearing on the program, and we'll talk again in the new year. But in the meantime, a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to you.
The same to you, Dan. Thank you for having me.